Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Meir Turin. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas, Mar Ishana Labas, Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon ben Reb David.
The Gemara Maseches Yoma on Daf Ayin brings down a quote from the Mishnah that on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol would vow to continue with the Kriya from the Torah, Uba'asar Shochumash HaPikudim Kair Alpeh. However, the Chelek HaKriya of Parshas Bamidbar, that Chelek would be read by heart. The Tais Yishanim over here asks a very strong question. After all, we know the Gemara Maseches Gittim Daf Samach Amud Beis says beferish that we learn out as halacha that Dvarim Shebiksav Iyata Rashi Lerim Bal Peh. The din is that Dvarim Shebiksav are not allowed to be said Bal Peh. On that, how could the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur go ahead and the parasha of Ba'asa, which is in Chumash Bamidbar, how is he allowed to read it by heart? On that, the Tais Yishanim brings down three different answers. The first answer is Rabbi. Rabbi says that the whole din of Dvarim Shebiksav Iyata Rashi Lerim Bal Peh is only a mitzvah min hamofchar. And since over here there was a concern of Kveid HaTzibur, that you would have to go ahead and beguile the Sefer Torah to reach the right place, and therefore the tzibur would have to sit there waiting, Al Kveid HaTzibur we were doicha the inyan of mitzvah min hamofchar. The Rivak gives a different answer, that since the Kohen Gadol is only saying the Avodas Hayoyim, therefore he's allowed to say it Bal Peh, similar to Tfilas Musaf, which we read Bal Peh. And finally, Rebbe gives another answer, that the Yisayr HaDavar, why the Kohen Gadol was allowed to read from Chumash HaPikudim Bal Peh, is because since anyways he's not being Maitzi the Rabbim, their Chiyiv, therefore there is no issue of Dharam Shebiksav, Iyata Rashi Lerim Bal Peh. Tisus then explains to us, after all, Hallel was generally read Bal Peh, even though the Gemara Masechta Sukkah says clearly that in those days, the Chazan will be mighty people with the Hallel. So after all, even in a case where you're being mighty someone else, we still see there is no concern. On that, the Rabbi answers that by Hallel, since it's only saying praises of Hashem, therefore there is no concern, Dvarim Shebiksav, Iyata Rashi Lerim Bal Peh. So Be'emes, Tais Yishanim, the first Taretz, that he says that the Yisayd is because Dvarim Shebiksav Iyata Tarash Lerim Bal Peh, it's only a mitzvah min hamofchar, so we understand that als this inyan of mitzvah min hamofchar, als Kveid HaTzibur, we pushed away the inyan of mitzvah min hamofchar. Kveid HaTzibur is doicha, the inyan of mitzvah min hamofchar. But l'chayr, we have to understand properly, what is the pshat in the Riva, and finally, in Rebbe's second approach. The Riva says, the chilek is, since you're only saying over the Avodas Hayoyim, one is allowed to say it Bal Peh, similar to Tfilas Musaf, which we read Bal Peh. Okay, we have to understand, if there's an Isser, the Riva seems to understand there is a real Isser. It's not just a mitzvah min hamofchar like Rebbe says in his first approach, but rather there's a real Isser, Dvarim Shebiksav Iyata Rashi Lerim Bal Peh. So what type of heter is it the fact that you're only saying over the Avodas Hayoyim? And also the similar question we have to ask according to the final approach of Rebbe. Rebbe's final approach is that number one, you're not being Maitzi Arab in their Chiv, and therefore there is no issue of Dvarim Shebiksav Iyata Rashi Lerim Bal Peh. We have to try to understand what type of svar is that. If there's an Isser, a Dvarim Shebiksav Iyata Rashi Lerim Bal Peh, why does it make a difference whether you're being Maitzi Arab or not? And finally, Rebbe says that Hallel, though you are being Maitzi Arab, over there is no concern, because over there is a new svar that you're only saying Divri Shvach Vahidava Alma. Since you're only saying praises and Shvach Vahidava Alma, there is no concern of Dvarim Shebiksav Iyata Rashi Lerim Bal Peh. So let's try to understand what exactly is the pshat behind this. Be'emes Taisus in Masechtas Tmura as well, on Daf Yedalim and Beis, Taisus asks a question over there, how do we read Kriya Shema Bal Peh? Taisus says, Ein lehakbid al bedavar shemaitzi acherim dechevasam, that there is no kepeda, similar to Rabbi's final approach, there is no kepeda on something which you're not being maitzi the rami dechevasam. Balkoponim, let's try to understand what's the pshat behind the Riva, and finally, this that Rebbe says, number one, that lohaytze rabim dechabasin, there is no concern, and divishvach vayda is no concern as well. So l'chayra, first as far as the Riva and Rebbe's svara that shvach vayda, there is no concern. Perhaps one could explain in the following way. The Briskrav Masechtas Tmura brings down that the Rambam in the Hakdama to Yad HaChazaka writes, that in Chol Dar Vadar, the Rosh Beis Din used to write over for himself different halachas that he heard from his Rambam, and he would teach it Bal Peh l'Rabbim. For himself, he would write it down, but when he would go ahead and teach it to others, that he would dafka do Bal Peh. Riskaraz Madaik from the Sarambam. Uchara, what's the difference? If after all is a din as well, that Dvarim Shal Peh Yata Rashal Erim Biksav, Dvarim Shal Peh cannot be Nema Biksav. So how is it mutter for him to write it down and read from that which is written down? But yeah, when he's giving over to a Rabbim, as long as when he's giving over to the Rabbim, it's Baal Peh, that's okay. What's the svar behind that? The Riskaraz says, you see from here a big Yisai, and the Yisai of Dvarim Shal Biksav, Yata Rashal Erim Baal Peh. And I heard it from Moshe Soloveitchik, B'shem the Riskarov as well, in this Nusuf. The Pshat is, the Riskarov said, that Din Dorn Shaviksav, Iyat Arash Lerim Bal Peh, and Dorn Shal Peh, Iyat Arash Lerim Biksav. The Gemara Mesapta Skitim learns that from a Pasuk. It says, after all, one Pasuk, Ksav Buchas Advarim Ha'ela, write for yourself these words, Ksiv, yet a different Pasuk, it says, Kal Pi Advarim Ha'ela, that the words are Bal Peh. So the Gemara there learns that, okay, Advarim Shaviksav, Iyat Arash Lerim Bal Peh, Dorn Shaviksav, Iyat Arash Lerim Biksav. Iyat Arash Lerim Biksav. But Riskaraz said it's not stam a iser ba'alma, but rather the sight of the iser is that the Torah has a certain surah, how it has to be nimsar, how the Torah has to be given over to Klal Yisrael. And therefore there's dinim in the Mesiras HaTorah, how Torah is given over. And Dvarim Shebiksav, the din, how to be meiser, Torah Shebiksav, is dafka biksav. And the din, how to be meiser, Torah Shebal Peh, is dafka al peh. And therefore, Zotah Biskrov, the Rambam held that since they were just writing down La'atzmam, just to remind themselves of the different halachas, but when they were in Maisa, the Torah actually to Klal Yisrael, that was given over Baal Peh, but Mela, there was no concern to write down the Dvarim Shemal Peh, Chai Gavna. L'chayra, Rashi and Mesechus Gittin is very meduyik L'chayra like the Biskrov. Because Rashi and Mesechus Gittin, the Ramasul Dvarim, Rashi's Lashon is like this, Dvarim Shemarti L'chavik Sav, Iyata Rashai L'maisram L'Yisrael Al Peh. The emes we can ask, what is Rashi adding to the Gemara? The Gemara says, Dvarim Shemiksav Iyata Rashai L'Erim Bal Peh. Rashi comes along and adds, Iyata Rashai L'maisram L'Yisrael Al Peh. Perhaps, according to the Biskarov, Rashi is very meduyik, very geschmack. Rashi is saying, you should know, this din is not stam, a din that Dvarim Shemiksav can't be said Bal Peh. But it's a din in the Mesiras HaTorah. That the way the Torah has to be Nimsar, Dvarim Shal Peh is supposed to be Nimsar Bal Peh. Dvarim Shal Biksav is supposed to be Nimsar to Klai Yisrael Biksav. Melos at Rashi, Dvarim Shal Maitecho Biksav, Iyat Rashi, Lemaisim Li Yisrael Al Peh. Rashi is coming to the Madgish that the Yisrael Isser is in the Mesiris HaTorah. That the Mesiris HaTorah, Dvarim Shal Peh, must dafka be done Bal Peh. Perhaps one could say, I'll direct the Biskarov just a little bit of a different nusach, that the din Dvarim Shal Biksav is a din that has to be dafka biksav and Dvarim Shal Peh has to be dafka bal peh, is a din in Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah has certain halachas, how Torah has to be learnt. Dvarim Shal Biksav have to be learnt biksav. Dvarim Shal Bal Peh have to be learnt al peh. But amidst the Biskarov, Pshat fits in well with the Rambam, because the Rambam says that for a person himself, he would be able to write it down. So that fits in well with the way the Biskarov is saying that it's a din in the Mesiras HaTorah to Klal Yisrael, and like it's Meduyik and Rashi as well. But perhaps there's another way to understand this. Another way to understand together is that it's a din in Limud HaTorah. Limud HaTorah has dinim, how has to be learned. Dvarim Shal Biksav need to be learned Biksav. Dvarim Shal Bal Peh need to be learned Bal Peh. And Be'emes, the Beis Yosef in Simon Memtes, L'chayra, which support such a Mahalach. Beis Yosef over there brings down from Yishayim, and Be'emes, the Ritva Masechtas Gittin on Daf Samach Amud Beis says the same as well. The Ritva brings down Meshemes Rabbi, that what's the pshat, why Dvarim Shal Biksav, one is not allowed to be said Bal Peh. So the Ritva, because of Ika Hafsid, because after all, Dvarim Shal Biksav, when one has the Ksav in front of him, the way the Torah is written down, there's many different chaseris, yaseris, there's a kri and a ksiv, the Torah is written in one way, and written in one way, even though it's read in a different way, there's nun and hafuchim, there's different nunim in the Torah that are flipped over. And then Mela, Dvarim Shal Biksav, if it's not learned Biksav, we're gonna lose out out of many different halachas that one can learn if it's dafka biksav. When it's biksav, you see how it's written, and that teaches us many different halachas. Hu adin bal peh, the Ritva explains, that Dvarim Shal Bal Peh, The reason why they're not allowed to be given biksav is because Zohar Shel Peh, after all, is a pirish on the Torah. And because Zohar Shel Peh is a pirish on the Torah, and this is how the Ran says in the Maseches Megillah, therefore we dafka wanted, if the Shana would be ketikunam, there wouldn't have been a problem of shikha where we had to imater Zohar Shel Peh to be written down, but etzen it was a maila that the Torah dafka should be given over Baal Peh. Because since it's a pirish on Torah, if it will be written down and someone is learning the pirish based on what is written down, sometimes it's not so clear. Dafka Yidei Rebbe giving it over, the Ran explains. Over there, he could explain everything perfectly and there would be no hesitation in the accurate shot. I bazai, according to the Ritzva, it fits in very geshmak if we say that the din dvorim shebiksav yet tarash erim balpeh, and the din dvorim shebalpeh yet tarash erim biksav is the din in the liman ha-tayra. Liman ha-tayra is din, how it has to be learnt, like we see, because the Rechab's nafkaminas had to properly understand the Torah. Getting back to the three shittas that we brought down, and let's focus now on the Iker, Rebbe's Mahalach, Rebbe's second Mahalach, and the Rivaz Mahalach. The Rivaz says that the Yisayid, why there was no problem for the Kohen Gadol to read the Kriya of Chumash Pekudim Baal Peh, is because since you just mentioned the Avedas Hayayim, it's like Tfilas Musaf where we mention Psukim and there is no issue. According to either the Brisk Rav, that it's a din in Mesiris HaTorah, or the way we're saying it's a din in Liman HaTorah, the Rivaz fits in very beautifully. The Rivaz is saying that the whole Isser is not Stama Isser to say over Dvarim Shem Ksav Baal Peh. The Yisayid Isser is either because there's a din how Torah has to be given over, or there's a din in Limud HaTorah. Either way over here, where the Kohen Gadol took the Rivaz is only just saying over the Avedis HaYayim, but it's not a Kriya of Limud HaTorah and Mesiris HaTorah, therefore there is no concern, took the Rivaz. Ke'en Tfilas Musaf, where the Pshat is by Tfilas Musaf, there is no problem because you're just doing it Derech Tfila. And that would fit in well as well with that which Rabbi says that Halal, since it's only Divrei Shvach v'Hayidah, therefore there is no concern of Dvarim Shebiksav Iyah Tarash Erim Baal Peh, because it fits in beautifully, because all Yisayda Isser is not Stam a Isser to say over Dvarim Shebiksav Baal Peh. Rather, Yisayda Isser is either like the Brisk Rav says in the Mesiris HaTorah, or the way we want to say it's a Dinner in Limud HaTorah, and Mamela, that Isser of Adda is not Shaykh Mahalal, where you're not being Meiser Torah, and you're not being Malamid Torah, it's just a Shvach v'Hayidah. It's b'chlal not b'chlal the iser of dvarim shebiksav iyat tarash shel erim baal peh. Now Rabbi's second approach, that the reason why there is no iser for the Kohen Gadol to read a baal peh is because he's not being mighty or rabbi yedei chevasim, but that's stam still needs a hesber. L'chayr, what is the svara that dvarim shebiksav iyat tarash shel erim baal peh would only be a concern if you're being mighty or rabbi yedei chevasim? Why and then and only then is there a concern? The emes, Rebel Bravowski says, Be'atzin, the way we wanted to explain in the Riva, he brought down Mishim Rebel Pravasik is such a symbol of Halach. Now, as far as we might see Ram Dechevasan, he wants to say that perhaps that since the Torah, when it was given by Moshe Rabbeinu, was with a rabbin, when he taught it was Barabim, the male Isser is Dafka Barabim, Dumya of Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was Meister of the Torah. But L'chayr, it's a little bit schwer to learn like that. If shot in the din that dafka to you might see a rabbin dechevasim, because my shmeis of the rishonim is that even if I would learn Torah barabim with people, there would not be a concern. The my shmeis is dafka is a special halacha because we be might see people yedei chevasim. L'chayr, the way Rebbeinu is saying it, that it's a din in liman haTorah. That because Liman HaTorah Kitzurasa, when Moshe did it, Biksav, it was Barabim. Therefore, La'olam, it has to be done with that same Surah. But L'chayra, Ibazai, the halacha should be even if you're just teaching it. Dafka, if you're teaching it. From the Rishayim, L'chayra's Mashe is a special din, because you're being mighty the Rabbin, Yidei Chayvasim. Al Kaponim, La'olacha, L'maisa, the Shulchan Aruch and Sim Memtes Paskins, like a fourth Mahalach. There's a fourth Mahalach why in certain cases where there's no issue of Dvarim Shebiksav Iyah Tarash Shel Erim Baal Peh. There's a fourth Mahalach, things that are Shagar B'fi'a Olam, things that people know very good, that everyone knows it by heart, there is no concern. That's how the Mechaber Paskins in Shulchan Aruch Sim Memtes Sefalf, Afagab Dekaimel and Dvarim Shebiksav Iyah Tarash Shel Erim Baal Peh, even though we hold that Dvarim Shebiksav are not allowed to be said Baal Peh, called anything which is ragel and shagar in the mouth of everybody, you're going kriyas shal birchas kehanu pashas tamid uchayitzu ben mutter. However, the Vilna Gaon over there in Shulchan Aruch argues with the Mechaber. The Mechaber said that the Yesaya Heter is Tali in Dafka, things that are shagar in people's mouths. The Vilna Gaon argues and he says that the Ikar Pshat is that Dafka Lahitzi Rami Dechei Vasan, that's when there's a concern, Advarim Shebiksavi Yeter Rash Lerim Bal Peh. And he says that's what Taisin Meseches Tumura says as well. And he brings down from the Tais Yeshanim, the Tais Yeshanim as well, brings down this Teretz, that the Isser Dvarim Shebiksav, Iyat Rash Lerim Bal Peh, is only being Maitzi or Rav Yidei Chayvasan, and the Gain Fir Zayis V'chein Iker, he holds, that is the Iker Teretz. Be'emes, Wa'alachu V'mais, in the Mishnah Bura brings down, in Simim Mem Tesef, Katim Gimel, Anaf Gamino V'mais, Misha Darish Barabim Bahar V'Psukim, let's say you have someone darshaning Barabim with many different Psukim, the Kashle L'chapes B'chol Shah B'chum Shvnei Kavit Tzibar, and it's hard for him to keep searching for the Psukim, and also the Kavit on Tzibar, they're going to have to be waiting for him as he searches out each Pasuk, Esh Shish L'hakel, perhaps one could be makel for him to say the Psukim Bal Peh. He says, "I be yuma b'tayis yishan divemaslu ba'aser b'tirat rishon b'tirat abir agrais k'mudino taras basha." The Mishnah Berurah says, because after all, look in the tayis yishan. I mean, it's first taras. The Mishnah Berurah means to say that Rebbe's first taras was that the whole din dvarim shebiksav iya tarash l'arim bal peh is only a halacha al mitzvah min amufcher, and the tayis yishan says therefore the kain gadol. Al Kavod Tzibur did not have to go ahead and be makbid on that. It would be the lack of Kavod Tzibur for them to wait for him to get to the place. And Meili was allowed to say Bal Peh. Meili Mishabur is telling Suhazen over here for the Darshan who's giving a drasha for him to constantly be looking at the Psukim. There's lack of Kavod Tzibur. So Meila, according to that Taretz, one could be Mekel. And Bechal, according to the last Taretz of the Tais Yishanim, that the whole Isser is Dafka Lahaiti Acherim Yidei Chayvasan. And the Gain, Zaktim Shavur and Shulchan Aruch, is Maskim Ladina, that this Taretz is the Iker. Meila, in such a case, one has two Terufim to be Mekel. Zaktim Shavur, the one of the Ashes Barabim, could go ahead and be Mekel, and not Dafka look up the Psukim in the Chumash. In Bialachli, he brings in another nafkamina, as far as saying Hallel. He says, because after all, the Tais Yisharim and Yuma says that there's another svar by Hallel to be Mekel. Like Rebbe says in his final approach, that since Hallel is Shvach Vahida, the Mekel is not Bechlal, the Isser of Dvarim Shebiksav, Iyata Rasha L'Irim Bal Peh. And the Mekel of Mishavur holds that by Hallel as well, as that Stavka, a person, feels that he knows properly it's Shagar B'Fiv, he will not make a mistake. Mishavur holds, Halacha, that one can be Mekel to go ahead and say it Bal Peh. The Gemara Vayter Maseches Yuma Daf Ayin Amud Aleph asks a question. We had said that the Kohen Gadol, when he reaches the Kriya that has to be read from Chumash HaPikudim, from Bamidbar, so he has to go ahead and read it Bal Peh. In fact, the Gemara Kasha, why does he read it Bal Peh? Let him just be Gadol the Sefer Torah, get to the right place, and then read the Parsha inside. So the Gemara's first Taretz is Amar Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua Amar Rav Sheshes V'she'in Gadol and Sefer Torah B'Tzibur Ibnei Kavod Tzibur. One is not allowed to go ahead and be Gadol and Sefer Torah in a Tzibur. Else Kavod at Tzibur, it's not Kavod at Tzibur, like Rashi explains, for them all to be Mitzapin V'daimim in Lakach, they're all waiting for them to be Gadol to the proper place. In Shulchan Aruch, however, in Simen Kuf Mem Dalet and Hilchos Kriyas Sefer Torah Sif Katim Gimel, the Mechaber paskins Ein Gaylin Sefer Torah B'Tzibur Bnei Kavod Tzibur. One L'Chatchila should not be Gaylin Sefer Torah and Tzibur Alts Kavod Tzibur. Vim Ein Lahem Ela Sefer Torah Echad. But let's say the case is a person only has one Sefer Torah, the shul only owns one Sefer Torah, and they need to read L'mashal at Shabbos that fell out on Rosh Chodesh, that there's two Kriyas, there's the Kriya of the week and the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh. They need to read B'Shnein Yanim, Gaelim, the Yidcha Kavod HaTzibur. The Mechaber Paskins, that you go ahead, and you're Gael the Sefer Torah, and you're Daicha the Kavod HaTzibur. Fact the Magen Avram in Sifskat and Zion. L'chayr, that's Kenega the Gemara we just learned. After all, we just learned that the Kohen Gadol needed to do another Kriya from Sefer Bamidbar. Yet that Chelik of the Kriya, the Mishnah says, he says Bal Peh. Why? According to the first Teretz in the Gemara says, because it's a chesaron of Kavod Tzibur for them to be waiting till you do the Glila. Therefore, because there is no Eitzah, we are not allowed to go ahead and be Gael, the Sefer Torah, but Tzibur, also Kavod at Tzibur. Therefore, he rests as Bal Peh. So Bezai Uchaira comes out from our Gemara that for Keret, when there's a question of which one is stronger, Kavadat Tzibur, or the fact that you're going to have to do the Kriya Baal Peh, we see that Kavadat Tzibur wins over. And the Kohen Gadol would read the Kriya Baal Peh, Uchaira, that's Keneged, the Psak of the Mechaber. And the Mechaber says that if in a Shul there's only one Sefer Torah, and they need to read a second Kriya because it's Shabbos that fell on Rish Chodesh, the din is your Gadol to Sefer Torah, V'yidcha Kavadat Tzibur, and it's Doicha the Kavadat Tzibur. On that, the Magen Avraham answers that Ein Hachanami, the truth is that the Rajba, Taka, because of this, argues with the Shita of the Mechaber. The Rajba Shita is that in such a scenario, in a case where a Shul has one Sefer Torah and it's Shabbos that falls out on Rosh Chodesh, and they first read from the Parsha, and now they would have to go out and beguile the Sefer Torah to get the parasha of Rosh Chodesh, the Rajba says, based on our Gemara and Yuma, then the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh should be read Baal Peh. And Chanami, that's how the Rajba paskins, based on our Gemara. However, the Mechaber paskins not the way Zok the Magen Avraham. We have to be Mechalik. And we have to say like this, the Bishlam in the Beis HaMikdash, where it was Gans Klal Yisrael was standing there, they weren't Meichel. You don't have, it's such a large Sibur, Mestama, people amongst them are not Meichel. Mashenkin in the Beis HaKnesses is only a few people. Mistama their Michael on their covet in order to be able to Mekayim the mitzvah of Kriya. Me'emel according to the Magen Avraham, the Pshar and the Mechaber is that we are assuming that the Tzibur is Michael since a small group. Me'emel we're assuming that the people are Michael. But Be'em is Silchera, Bissel Shver, the Magen Avraham from the Lashon HaMechaber. The Lashon HaMechaber is, Ein Goyal and Sefer Torah B'Tzibur when they cover that Tzibur. Ve'em Ein Lamele Sefer Torah Echad. And if, what if they only have one Sefer Torah? And they need to read B'Shnei and Yanim, Goyalim, your Goyal V'Yidche, Kavadat Tzibur. And that's Doiche, the Kavadat Tzibur. L'chera, according to the Magen Avraham, it's not the Pshat that it's Doiche, the Kavadat Tzibur, but rather the Tzibur is Meichel on their Kavad. It's not an ending of being doiche, the Kavanat Tzibur. Perhaps one could answer the Mechaber, Nacha Mahalach, based on what we said in the previous Shiurim from the Gvuras Ari, that the Gvuras Ari explains that the Kriya of the Kohen Gadol Be'emes was not a din on the Tzibur. It was not a regular Kriya Satira, where there's a din that the Tzibur has to hear the Kriya Satira. Rather, the Gvuras Ari said the din Kriya of the Kohen Gadol was a special din that was mutl on the Kohen Gadol. It was his private halacha to be read from the Sefer Torah on Yom Kippur. According to the Mechaber, we could say like this. When does the Gemara and Yuma say that Al Kavadat Tzibur, the Kohen Gadol, is not allowed to be Gadol the Sefer Torah, and instead he has to read the Parsha in Bamidbar Baal Peh? That's because the Kriya of Yom Kippur is his own private Kriya. So therefore, Al Kavadat Tzibur doesn't have a right to be Deicheler Kavad for his private Chiyuv. Mashenkin, the Mechaber over here, is paskening in a regular day of Kriya Satira, like Shabbos that falls at Rosh Chodesh, where the Tzibur themselves are Mechliv in the Kriya. Since the Tzibur themselves are Mechliv in the Kriya, Abazayit, Geshmak, El Mechaber, paskins, that we say, Vakarat, in a case where there's no Eitzah, you're Doicha Kavadat Tzibur, and you go ahead and you're Gailal the Sefer Torah. The Gemara in Sechta Shimon Daf Ayin continues. And the Gemara says, we have learned in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol has to read the Parsha in Bamidbar Baal Peh. The Gemara on that had asked the Chayra, why aren't we Gailo? On that the Gemara said, Ein Gailo in Sefer Torah, but Tzibur, Al Kavadat Tzibur. Now the Gemara asks, it comes with a new question. In a Chanam, we understand why you cannot be Gailo the Sefer Torah and the Tzibur, Al Kavadat Tzibur. But still, why is the Kohen Gadol, why is the only Eitzah is that the Kohen Gadol has to read the Kriya Baal Peh? V'nesi achrina v'nekri. Why don't we go ahead, set up before Yom Kippur, another Sefer Torah, and that Sefer Torah we should have in the right spot, in Sefer Bamidbar, in Chumash HaPikudim, and we'll read for another Sefer Torah. And therefore, there won't be a problem of Kavadat Tzibur, because you won't have to be Gola in front of them, and we'll be able to have a Kriya Matayach Aksav. On this question, the Gemara answers, Ravuna bar Yehuda Amar Mishim Pagamish Alvishim. There's a new concern over here. That because the Kohen Gadol first read from one Sefer Torah, if he's going to put away that Sefer Torah and go to a different Sefer Torah, so then there's a chashash that it looks like as if he's saying the first Sefer Torah has something wrong with it, and the Mela, that is Aser to do. And the Gemara later asks, I don't we know that Rosh Chodesh Tevis that falls out on Shabbos we know the halacha is that we take out three Sifrei Torah, one for the Kriya of Shabbos, one for the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh, and one for the Kriya of Chanukah. And yet we have no problem of Pagam, the fact that we're going to another Sifrei Torah. On that, the Gemara says there's a tremendous difference. Three people reading from three different Sifrei Torah, that doesn't look like a Pagam. Ashenkin, one person who left one Sefer Torah now goes to a different Sefer Torah, there's a concern of Pagamish Al-Rishon to go to another Sefer Torah. Mela, we have no Eitzah, but for the Kohen Gadol to read the Parsha Baal Peh. There's a fascinating question that was sent to Rav Moshe Feinstein, Issen Igris Meishnen, Archaim Chelik Beis, Simen Lamed Zayin. The question was sent from a Rav, Rav Yosef, to Umim, and the question was, what happened was, Lamashal, let's say, for example, Parshas Noach comes along, and the shul has more than one Sefer Torah. So one Sefer Torah, they were made sure to be Gailo. Now it's at the beginning of the Torah, it's up to Parshas Noach. But the other Sefer Torah that they have in the Aron, that Sefer Torah was still in Vizay Sabracha, for example. Now the case was that by mistake, the person who got Psicha, he ended up taking out from the Aron the Sefer Torah that was not Niglal yet. And the mail, there would be a tremendous Tircha de Tzibura for them to go ahead and have to wait for them to be Gael the Sefer Torah. So the Shamish paskind that they should bring the Sefer Torah back to the Aron Kodesh, and they should take the Sefer Torah they already had prepared for this Shabbos. But others had issue with it. Now the Rav of Yosef Tumim paskind that he felt that since they didn't actually start the mitzvah of Kriya yet, the middle of the din is they were allowed to put back one Sefer Torah in order and to take out a different Sefer Torah. And he compared it to a very interesting question that the Chacham Tzvi and the Shus Yaakov deal with. The Chacham Tzvi and the Shus Yaakov talk about a scenario in Chanukah where someone went ahead and he was already setting up his menorah, he was setting up his wax, the wax candles, and we know that Shemen Zayis is better than wax. So what happens is the fellow only had wax candles, so he was setting up his wax candles. Then it comes, suddenly before it comes time to light, they bring him Shemen Zayis. And the question was, is he allowed to go away from the wax candles that he already had set up? Or do we say, Ein mavirin al mitzvahs, one cannot pass up a mitzvah. So the Chacham Tzvi paskin, that one is allowed to go ahead and pass up the wax candles in order to go ahead and use the Shemen Zayis, which is better. And Rabbi Zohar Yosef to Umim Paskin, that he felt as well over here, that as the Kavod HaTzibur, even though the first Sefer Torah was taken out, one could put it back in Aron Kodesh, and go back and take out the second Sefer Torah. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein argues, and he says, L'Anias Daiti holds that it's not a comparison. He said, even if we'll say that a Sefer Torah is similar to oil of a menorah and candles of a menorah, he says, over there the Chacham Tzvi's whole heter was because using Shemen Zayis is a mitzvah min amavchar. He said, like the Chacham Tzvi himself writes Befeirish. Now, Shankin, in a case where, Lamashal, you had two Shemen Zayises, so the Chacham Tzvi l'chair would not have been matir to leave one Shemen Zayis and go to a second Shemen Zayis. And over here, there is no mile in the Kriya. It's not a better Kriya to do it from the other Sefer Torah. And do it from the other Sefer Torah, the only reason why you want to take out the other Sefer Torah is out the Tircha de Tzibura. But there is no mile in the mitzvah for you to go ahead and take out the second Sefer Torah. So Melo Zakhtar Maisha, he feels the Chacham Tzvi would not be a riot to this case. The Chacham Tzvi perhaps only was matter where there's going to be the mitzvah itself is going to be performed in a better hither. Therefore you have a right to leave the wax candles and go ahead and take the olive oil and use that instead for the lighting of your menorah. Because the mitzvah itself is going to be performed in a better way. Ashenkin over here, it's going to be the same Kriya HaTorah, and therefore, Amisha says, you will not have a right from the Chacham Tzvi that you're allowed to put back the first Sefer Torah and be maver on it in order to take out the second Sefer Torah. Ramesha says, perhaps in a case where one Sefer Torah is not really kasher, it's only mitaych atzchak, it's only kasher al pi atzchak, and one Sefer Torah that's still in Aron Kodesh, the beautiful Sefer Torah, it's mahudar, perhaps over there we could compare it to the case of the Chacham Tzvi, that one will be allowed to put back the first Sefer Torah in order to take out the second Sefer Torah, which is a mitzvah min al-mufchar, the Kriya itself, will be performed in a better way. But as far as this case is concerned, where both Sefer Torah were equal, it was just a question of Tircha de Tzibura, Ramesha holds it's not daima to the case of the Chacham Tzvi. And Ramesha goes further, and Ramesha says that even the Shvus Yaakov, who argues with the Chacham Tzvi, and the Shvus Yaakov Shita is that once someone is already involved setting up the wax candles, he's not allowed to go away from them and take the Shemen Zayis. Even though Shemen Zayis is a mitzvah na mocha, but aim avir in ala mitzvahs, once he's ready Isaac with the wax candles, he can't be mavir ala mitzvahs and go ahead to the Shemen Zayis. Or Maisha wants to say, perhaps we could say, that even the Shvus Yaakov that holds that you're not allowed to even mavaza the first mitzvah by leaving the candles for Shemen Zayis, out just to get yourself a mile of mitzvah min amokhar, perhaps even the Shvus Yaakov would agree by the case of the Sefer Torah, one would be allowed to go ahead and take out the second... one would be allowed to go ahead and put back the first Sefer Torah and to get out the second Sefer Torah. And he says, what's the pshat? What's my raya to such a thing? He says, a raya from the Taisi Yishanim that we've quoted previously. The Taisi Yishanim in Masechtas Yuma asks the question, why was the Kohen Gadol allowed to do a kriya baal peh? On that, the Taisi Yishanim answers in his first teretz, even though it's a din dvarim shebiksav iya tarash la'ermin baal peh, that whole din is only al te'inu mitzvah min amuvchar. Since it's only al te'inu mitzvah min amuvchar, therefore, Kavadat Sibur is Daicha, the Inin of Mitzvah Min Amovcher. And therefore, you'll let it go ahead and read a Baal Peh. So, what do we see from the Taisi Yishanim? We see that Kavadat Sibur is even stronger than Mitzvah Min Amovcher. Kavadat Sibur is even Daicha Mitzvah Min Amovcher, even though it's a Mitzvah Min Amovcher Dafka to read Mitzvah Chaksav. But the Kain Gadol yet goes ahead and reads Baal Peh in order that not to be Matriach the Tzibur. So, you see, Kavadat Sibur is even stronger than Mitzvah Min Amovcher. But Zayzak to Ramaisha, even though the Shvus Yaakov says when it comes to leaving the wax menorah, the wax candles, and going to the Shemen Zayis, that is not allowed, because a mitzvah min amokhar is not daicha to push away the first mitzvah, but perhaps that's only mitzvah min amokhar. From the Taisi Yishanim, we see Kavadat Sibur is even stronger than mitzvah min amokhar. Perhaps the Shvus Yaakov would hold, in such a case, Kavadat Sibur would be daicha, putting back the Sefer Torah. However, Amisha says that Be'etzim, the Iker Shaila that we have over here, really goes beyond the question of the Chacham Tzvi and the Shvus Yaakov as far as passing over a mitzvah in order to do a mitzvah min amufkar in a better way. He says, Be'etzim, the Gemara Masechtas Yuma, which you just learned, teaches us that the din is that it's asur to go ahead and read in a second Sefer Torah. When you have one Sefer Torah, to go ahead and read in a second Sefer Torah is asur al pegam. It's as if you're showing that the first Sefer Torah is nifgam. Is there something wrong with the Sefer Torah? Meir Ramesh says, who had the misvara? It would make sense that if a person takes out a Sefer Torah from the Aron HaKodesh and now he's going to put it back, that's in a way showing a pegam, showing as if there's something wrong with the Sefer Torah that you took out. And Abba Zohar Ramesh says, the male doesn't have really a connection with the question of the Chachan Tzvi. The Chachan Tzvi and the Shvus Yaakov are dealing with just the issue of Mavir and Allah Mitzvahs, to pass over one mitzvah in order to do it in a better way. However, this is a different issue. Over here, on top of that, there's an issue of Pagami Shal Sefer Torah. It's as if you're saying something wrong with the Sefer Torah. Ma'amas Ramesh ends off. Then the Yavetz is brought down in the beginning of Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah that they had this exact question, and there was a big machlokes. Some say one is allowed to bring back the Sefer Torah, and some say not. Therefore, Ramesh holds that if the Kehillah is not makbid on their kavod, and they're willing to go ahead out to the kavod, other Sefer Torah, they're masking to wait for them to be goyel the Sefer Torah all the way to the beginning. Ramesh says, Avada, that's the best way. However, Zakir like Ramesh, if someone already passed in the Kehillah to bring back the Sefer Torah, and if you're going to go ahead and say not like him, there's going to be a machlaikas, and there's going to be Zion to him, in such a case, Ramesh says, since there is a Shita, that one Itaka is allowed to go ahead and bring back the Sefer Torah, in such a case, he should go ahead and bring back the Sefer Torah. The Gemara Masechtas Yuma, as far as the question where the Gemara had asked that why do we read the Kriya of Chumash Pekudim Baal Peh? Why does the Kohen Gadol read it Baal Peh? Why don't we just bring another Sefer Torah of a Nikri? On that, the Gemara gives another Teretz B'Shem Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish Amr Mishum Bracha She'en Etzricha. Reish Lakish says that since when you'll bring out the second Sefer Torah, there'll be a need to make another Bracha. And this Sefer Torah really could have been patterned with the original Bracha. Memelel is a problem of a bracha she'en etzricha, and because of that, we do not bring out a second Sefer Torah. But amidst this halacha of bracha she'en etzricha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Tesvav and Hukos Peirus Sif Dalid, where the mechaber their paskins kamavarch bracha she'en etzricha is a nice shem shemayim lashav. Whoever makes a bracha shen etzricha is being nice to the name of Hashem for not. Vareu kenishba l'shav va'asalan is achrav amen. It's like swearing falsely, and it's aser to answer for nothing, and it's aser to answer after him amen. The Magen Avram brings down that we say from Arsigya, we say Masech Simon Daf Ayin, where the Gemara asks the question, why don't we just bring out another Sefer Torah to read it? And that Reish Lakish says, because the problem of bracha shen etzricha. And it's us to be Geir of Bracha Shein Etzricha Zak the Magen Avram, because it could have been potted with one bracha. Now Magen Avram then later on brings down B'Shem Nishla. Then on Shabbos we know there's a din every day a person's supposed to say Mea Brachas. On Shabbos, where there's not as many brachas, so the problem of being mashal in the Mea Brachas, the Shla writes on Shabbos, if someone has brought Paris in the middle of the meal, now the Lach is on Paris have brought Taich the Suda. So one makes a bracha rishayna, but a bracha achrayna one does not need to make because it's niftar with the berachas hamazon that's said at the end of the suda. Zok the shla that on Shabbos, in order to enable a person to get to reach the amount of mea brachas, a person better fit to him to leave over the peiros till after the meal, in order that he should be able to make a separate bracha achrayna on the peiros. Because on Shabbos, mutalunga and bracha, kedil hashlam kuf brachas. The shla says on Shabbos, you're allowed to be gayim another bracha in order to be able to mashlam the mea brachas. Frek the Magen Avram on the shla. Well, Chayyar, how could the shla say that on Shabbos one is allowed to be gayim a bracha in order to yimashal the mea brachas? L'chayra, that's shver from our Gemara and Yuma, which we just learned. The Gemara and Yuma, on Yom Kippur as well, there's a problem to yimashal the mea brachas. That's where it comes from, the minug, to pass around the besamim. Part of that minug comes from the fact that we want to try to get more brachas on Yom Kippur. So, fact the Magen Avram on the shla, Ibazai, our Gemara is talking about Yom Kippur, yet the Gemara still says that we're not allowed to bring out another Sefer Torah because it's going to be gayim a brachas shein etzricha. Well, Chayra, according to the Shla, on Yom Kippur, one should be allowed to bring out in the second Sefer Torah in order to be able to mashlim the Mea Brachas. The Torah brought down Meshem to be in Shlema and others based on the Chiddush of the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvos. The Mishnah Melech in the beginning of Hilchos Maisa Kabbanis brings down the Shita of the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvos. The Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvos writes that every single Avaida that the Kayin would do in the Beis HaMikdash, the Yitzika, the Belila, the Kayin would make a special bracha on each one of these Avaidas. In fact, the Mishnah Melech says, perhaps the Nusach HaBracha would be, Asher Kedushanu B'Kedushasei Shel Aaron V'Tzivanu L'Aseis Kach V'Kach. In Mashal, if he was going to do the Yitzika, he would make the bracha, Asher Kedushanu B'Kedushasei Aaron V'Tzivanu L'Aseis Yitzika. Akapanim, on every single Avayin in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a new bracha that was made, a Birchas HaMitzvos. The Me'el HaZak the Binyan Shlaima, that Abazai, it's Miyosh of the Shla. What's the Magen Avram's Kasha on the Shla? The L'chayr, the Shla teaches us that on Shabbos, one is allowed to be Gayim HaBracha Shein Etzricha. One is allowed to be Meshayer the Peiros for after the Suda, in order to enable him to make a Bracha Achrayna on the Peiros, in order to be able to Mashal the Mea Bracha. In fact, the Magen Avram, L'chayr, we have in the first Gemara, not like the Shla. The Gemara in Yuma that says that Yom Kippur as well was us to bring out the second Sefer Torah for the Kain Gadol, because being Gayim HaBracha Shein Etzricha. L'chayr, like the Shla, should be Mutter, because in Yom Kippur as well, you need to be able to mashal the Mea Brachas, which were missing many of the Brachas, Hashemen Esrei, and so on and so forth. On that, and for the Binyan Shleima, the Kain Gadol had no need to be Gayim HaBrachas Shein Etzricha in order to be mashal his Mea Brachas. The Kain Gadol definitely had no problem with him doing all the different Avaidas in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, and with each one of the Avaidas, he had to make a new Bracha. The Mea for him, there was no problem of being mashal the Mea Brachas. And I bazai, for him, Itak will be a problem of Brachas Shein Etzricha to bring out a second Sefer Torah. The emes in the etzim inyan of bracha shein etzricha, there's a chiddush brought in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Shulchan Aruch Harav in the end of Hilchos Peiros Siman Reish Tesvav writes that even though the halacha is that it's aser generally to be goyim a bracha shein etzricha, the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes, however, a tremendous chiddush. That let's say, for example, a someone was brought Paris in the middle of the meal, and normally in a chenami, a person does not have to make a bracha achrayna on the Paris because they're automatically potted with the birchas hamazon, which is sent at the end of the suda. However, zot the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Since in this case, the payers themselves are not really getting the bracha miuchedesla. They're not really getting their special bracha, which is really meant for payers. The only reason why we make no bracha achrayna is because since it's eaten in the middle of the suda, the meal is considered enough a part of the suda as kalponim as far as brachas hamazon is concerned, that brachas hamazon will work for the payers as well. But avada, the ikar bracha achrayna for payers is either the brain of fashis or for the shuvas aminim, ala eitz val priyates. The male of Dr. Shulchan Aruch Rav, he holds that there is no issue of bracha shein tzricha, and even during the weekday, the Shulchan Aruch Rav holds that one would be allowed to go ahead and leave over fruits till after the meal in order to be able to say the bracha achrayinu on the fruits for it, to get its special bracha. The only problem bracha shein tzricha, Dr. Shulchan Aruch Rav, is when you stam cause something to have a new bracha, which could have been patterned unnecessarily. It was unnecessary for us to be garim a new bracha. It could have been patterned with a different bracha. However, in a case where the bracha that it would have gotten was not the bracha miuchedesla, in such a case, one is allowed to be garim a bracha shein tzricha. It's not considered a bracha shein tzricha. The Shulchan Aruch Rav paskins that most definitely therefore on Shabbos, one could go ahead and be simuch on this, and he should leave over fruits in order that one should be able to say the brain of fashas. Kum dais, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav is a little bit different than the Shla. The Shla seems to be saying, stam, in order to be mashlin the mea brachas, therefore, there's a heter for someone on Shabbos to leave over the fruits till after the meal in order that you should be able to make a special bracha achrayna on the fruits. The Shla doesn't say anything because it's a bracha miuchedesla. Seemingly, according to the Shla, this heter works even without the new svar of bracha miuchedesla. Mashenkin, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Yisoid HaDover is that because the fruits the whole time were just being pottered up with the Berachas HaMazon, which Berachas HaMazon is not really the bracha that is supposed to be said after fruits. It's not the bracha miuchedesla. But because it was part of the Suda Mamela, it becomes a tafel. Mamela gets patterned. Mamela is a special halacha that one is allowed to leave over the fruits in order to tuwaif that it gets the bracha hamyuchedesla. Mamela, according to the understanding of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, we could say that the kasha of the Magen Avram, that the Magen Avram asks on the Shla, would not be a kasha according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Mashal, the Magen Avram's whole kasha on the Shla was the L'chayr, according to you, the Shla, that one is allowed to leave over in order to mashlim the Mea Bracha. So on Shabbos, one is allowed to leave over the fruits after the meal. Abizayim Kippur, what's the problem with bringing out a second Sefer Torah? L'chayr, you have to mashlim the Mea Bracha on Yom Kippur. According to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, this kasha would still be a kasha because L'chayr, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Gemara would still be good. Why? Because according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Shulchan Aruch Rav would agree that in the case of the Gemara in Yuma, it's a problem, bracha shein tzricha. But because of there, the same bracha, you're making a bracha, ala Torah, on the first Sefer Torah, which you could have patted the second Sefer Torah with it, I bazaar you to bring out the second Sefer Torah and cause a bracha shein tzricha, that is a problem of being going bracha shein tzricha, even according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Ba'emes al pidus yisoid of the Shulchan Aruch Rav, my share of Yitzel Kavzalitz wanted to answer up a very shver shitas harashi mesechlis menachas on daf lamed vavu min aleph. The Gemara menachas on daf lamed vavu min aleph teaches us, Tana, bein sach bein tefillah l'tefillah. If someone ends up talking between his putting on of the tefillin shel yad and the tefillin shel reish, averi v'yadai v'chayzer aleha mi'archi ha'mochama. It's considered an avera. And we know that when Klai Yisrael went out to battle, someone who had an aveira in his hand was told to go back in order that he shouldn't cause the nefila of Klai Yisrael b'mochama. Rashi Menachas explains the Gemara very interesting. Rashi says, Sach bein tefillah l'tefillah. If someone talked between putting on the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel reish, Zok Rashi, v'loy birech al shel reish. In a case where he talked between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel reish, and he did not end up making a bracha on the shel reish, Ela samach habracha rishayin, he just relied on the original bracha of l'aniach tefillin, which he said on the tefillin shel yad, In such a case, Dr. Rashi, it's an aveir because he didn't end up making a special bracha on the Shul Reish. Taisus is a menachas medayik in Rashi. Let me talk pirush akuntres. It's mashma that in a case where he would have talked in between putting on a tefillin shiyah and a tefillin Shul Reish, and he would have ended up making a bazai a special bracha on the tefillin Shul Reish of a mitzvah tefillin. In such a case, there would have been no iser. Adarabba, it would be a mitzvah, and he would have a schar bracha. From the fact that Rashi is madgish, that the whole aveira is the fact that he talked in between the tefillin Shul Yad and the tefillin Shul Reish, and he didn't end up making a bracha on the Shul Reish, therefore it's an aveira biyadai. The fact that he didn't end up making a bracha on the Shul Reish, but it's mashiv from Rashi. If he would have ended up making the bracha on the Shul Reish, there would be no problem. If anything fakar, it would be a mitzvah. He would get another bracha. Ulchayr is very shvar. Ulchayr, this is a classic case of a gairim bracha she'ena tricha. We know a bracha she'ena tricha is always the pshat, where at the time when after the fact that you were gairim, that you need to make a new bracha, you're taka obligated to make a new bracha. It's different than a bracha of atal, where a person made a bracha for no reason. A bracha she'ena tricha inherently means that one could have gotten away without making the second bracha, and he caused the chiv to make a second bracha for no reason. So Chayra, Ibazai over here, well, how come Rashi's okay with the fact that if you would have talked between the Tefillin Shiyah and Tefillin Shul Reish, and you would have ended up making the bracha on the Shul Reish, Rashi's mashma, that would be perfectly fine. Rashi's whole problem is that the loy biracha Shul Reish. Well, Chayra, even if it was ended up making the bracha, she a problem of going bracha shena tricha. According to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, my shver explained that L'chayr works out beautifully. The Shulchan Aruch Rav tells us that you cite that where the pshat is, you're gairim a bracha hamiyuched esla, where you cause the bracha, but this bracha is miyuched for this object. Over there is no issue of bracha shein etzricha. The Mela comes out beautiful. When a person put on the tefillin shel yan and he said, le'aniach tefillin, enechanami, it could pater the shel reish as well. But if enechanami, he spoke in between, and since he spoke in between, now he needs to make a special bracha on the Shul Reish. Al mitzvah is still in a special bracha on the Shul Reish, which is a bracha that's miyuchad for the Shul Reish. Ibazai now, he will cause that the Shul Reish has now its bracha miyuchad esla. Rashi has no problem with that, because that's talking not an issue of bracha shein etzricha. Rashi's whole problem is that aver biyadi is dafka, if he was goyer himself a chiv to make the bracha on the Shul Reish, and he didn't end up making the bracha, then Rashi says that's the aver biyadi v'chayzo le'amei archi amuchama. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara tells us about a very interesting minhag that was bizman beis hamikdash. Afterwards, everyone in Klal Yisrael will bring his own Sefer Torah from his house. The Kairabai would read from it, in order to show its beauty to the Rabban. Rashi explains, Laharis Noyah shall Sefer Torah, V'Teferis Balea, to show the beauty of the Sefer Torah, and the Teferis of its owner, Shetarach Lisnois and Mitzvah. He works so hard to beautify the Mitzvah, Shenema as a Kelev Anveil, because it says in the Torah as a Kelev Anveil, Snail the fun of the mitzvahs. The Amos and Mepharshim ask, what is this inyan of Dafka going ahead and bringing the Sefer Torah to the Beis HaMikdash, and everyone should see your beautiful Sefer Torah? And like Rashi says himself, this Yuma, that everyone should see how hard the person worked to beautify the mitzvah. What is the inyan over here? In fact, the Rambam is mashmit this din. The Rambam, when he brings down what happened on Yom Kippur, the Rambam does not bring down this minog that Klal Yisrael used to go ahead and bring their Sefer Torah. So you have to understand what is the pshat behind this yisayit. The emes to properly understand is we have to talk about the inyan of zekeli vanveyu generally. The emes we find a few interesting halachas when it comes to zekeli vanveyu. Number one, Taisus Maseches Menachos Daf Amabeis brings down Hashem Rabbeinu Tam that Dafka by a Sefer Torah is a din to do sirtut to make the lines because Zekelim Vanveyu Mashenken by Tilm, which is anyways covered over the R, you can't really see the Parshis, does not need sirtut because Le Shayach Bunai. We see an inyan that Zekelim Vanveyu is specifically by something which people could see, which is Gullik. There's a fascinating ritva as well, Masechta Shavuos. Ritva Masechta Shavuos writes that it's a mitzvah, lasis ben amuchar, to bring a karm which is chashev in your own eyes. The ritva shelsu ardin, like you find by zakein laveyu, snarl of fun of a mitzvah, is person supposed to beautify the mitzvah, shalayu mitzvah bezilius olav. That mitzvah should not be buzzing in his eyes. If Shmuel Chayim wants to bring a raya from this ritva to say a big chiddush in the Yisoid HaZakeh Levan Veil. He wants to say the Yisoid HaZakeh Levan Veil is a din mitzad de gavra. It's a din that a person should show that him, by him mitzvahs are chashuv, by him mitzvahs are a special thing, and therefore he's going out of his way to beautify the mitzvahs, to get the best for a mitzvah, to go ahead and do the best thing possible for a mitzvah. Be'emes, this is not so simple. The Briskerav Mesechtes Nazar and the Beizam Abeiz, the Briskerav Medayik and the Rambam, where the Rambam, he brings down the Inyan of Zakein Vanveil, he at the end the Rambam says, V'hu mitzvah min amuvchar, when one does the mitzvah with Zakein Vanveil, becomes a mitzvah min amuvchar, becomes a mitzvah done in the most proper way. The Briskerav Medayik from the Rambam that we see from the Rambam, the Rambam will ever understood, the Inyan of Zakein Vanveil is not stamed din to beautify the mitzvah. The insight is that to beautify the mitzvah in a way where the mitzvah itself is being done in a beautiful way. Mashenkein, for example, let's say something which would not have to do with the mitzvah itself, perhaps there would be no inyan zakeh vanveil. I sent a shaila to Rechaim Kanievsky, based on this that we find the inyan, it says, to buy for yourself a beautiful menorah. And my question was as follows. L'chayr, the inyan zakeh vanveil, generally we find, is either an inyan where the ma'isa mitzvah is being done in a more beautiful way, like by bris milah, one's careful to be go back, even on the small pieces which are not ma'akev in the meal of the Gemara, Masechta the Shabbos, and Kuflam, and Gilmol, and Beis Hishizas. That's an inyan zakeh vanveil, to beautify the mitzvah, that the mitzvah itself is done in a more beautiful way. Or a nice lulav, a nice esrig, where the chefta shel mitzvah and the mitzvah itself is being done in a more beautiful way. Melchaira and menaira, how is the mitzvah itself being done in a more beautiful way? After all, we know the mitzvah is not the menaira. The mitzvah is the light. The mitzvah is the fire, the flame. Perhaps a better olive oil, perhaps that would be a more mahadur dika mitzvah. Or there's a shayla in the Avenezer, perhaps there's a diner when it comes to Hanukkah, which would pertain to the glass. Perhaps if a person had a gold glass where he put the oil and the wick inside that glass, perhaps that we could hear would be an inyan of zakeh vanveil because there's a diner according to the Avenezer. But l'chayra, the menaira, which just holds the glass, l'chayra that's removed from the, it's not a chefta shel mitzvah, and it's not that the mitzvah itself is being done in a more beautiful way. On that, Rechaim Kanievsky wrote me back in a letter, in a tshuva, he wrote me back, Hare Amru, after all, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos as well, gives for an example, as a Kelim Vanveil, Karchai B'shirayim Noim, that one wraps the Sefer Torah, one wraps the Sefer Torah with a beautiful cloak. I think what Rechaim Kanievsky is saying from this Gemara, we see a new Yisrael in Zakeh Levan Veil. Till now, in a Chanami, one could have learned Zakeh Levan Veil is dafka, if the Chaftashal Mitzvah is being done in a more beautiful way, or the Maisa Mitzvah is being done in a more beautiful way. But what about by a Sefer Torah? After all, we know the Mitzvah of Sefer Torah is Ksiva Sefer Torah, to write a Sefer Torah. In a Chanami, the Chaftashal Mitzvah is the Sefer Torah itself. And the way one is mekayin the mitzvah is by writing a Sefer Torah. But l'chayra, a beautiful mantle, a beautiful covering over the Sefer Torah, how does that beautify the mitzvah? L'chayra, that doesn't make the writing of the Sefer Torah any more beautiful. It doesn't make the chaftasha mitzvah, the Sefer Torah, any more beautiful. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, l'chayra, was telling us that from this Gemara we see a new yesait. Even just the mantle of the Sefer Torah, which is not shayach to the chaftasha mitzvah, or the ma'isa mitzvah. But the fact is that it's doing something which is showing your chavivas for the mitzvah. It's showing that by you a mitzvah is beautiful. By you a mitzvah is special. And by you, this is considered a mitzvah. The Briskrov Amis Lushitasai, where we spoke out, Briskrov holds in the Rambam that the din zakeh vanveil is dafka, where the mitzvah itself is being done in a more beautiful way. The Briskrov Takim Mesechtes Nazar over there in the stencils asks, he doesn't understand, what's the inyan to be kair chasever tairah with shiroim noim? After all, it's not hither in the mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah. And Echanami the Briskerav says, but there's a separate mitzvah. There's a mitzvah called kvod sefer Torah. There's a separate mitzvah called honoring the sefer Torah. And to honor sefer Torah is that a sefer Torah should not be arum, should not be without a mantle to cover it. Now, in Zakeh Levan Veil says, don't just get any mantle that you could pick up in the farm store. Get a beautiful mantle. Get a real nice mantle, and that's Zakeh Levan Veil in the mitzvah of Kavod Sefer Torah. So the Briskerav L'Shitasai holds that no, Zakeh Kelim on Veil has to be Dafka, where the mitzvah itself is being done in a more beautiful way. And that's what the Brisker Rav understands in the Shita of the Ram. Mashenkin Chaim Kanievsky argues, and he learns from Karach B'Shiroim Nomi, see a new Yisayid, that there's an idin of Zakelim on Veil, even something which is not the Chaftash Mitzvah or the Maisa Mitzvah. But the mere fact that you're showing Chavivis to the Mitzvah, that's also a din of Zakelim on Veil. But Emes, it comes at another Nafkamino Lamaisa from this Machaikas. What about buying yourself a beautiful silver Esrig case for your Esrig? After all, according to the Bris Rav, there is no inyan of Zekelim on Veil in such a thing. Nothing wrong with it, but to say that it's Zekelim on Veil, that's part of the key and mitzvah of Zekelim on Veil, the Bris Rav would hold that no, it is not part of the key and mitzvah of Zekelim on Veil. Mashenkein, according to Chaim Kanievsky, that the Pshat is the Yisod of Zekelim on Veil, and the Chayyim Shmuas Chaim as well is learning such a mahalach, the Yisod of Zekelim on Veil is a din mitzvah, the Gavra is showing that how beautiful, how chashiv by him is mitzvahs. He wants to go ahead and honor the mitzvah, number one, obviously, by getting a beautiful esrog, but also by buying a silver thing to keep his mitzvah in, perhaps. That's more of a chiddush, but perhaps, according to this mahalach, that would also be included in Zekelim on Veil. Be'emes, there's another nafkemina in this machlekes, where we find, again, the same machlekes coming again, this yisoid of what is Zekelim on Veil. There's a very fascinating Rashi in Maseches Bamakam and Daf Tes. Rashi Bamakam writes that there's a din Zekelim on Veil to have a talis noah, to have a beautiful garment for your tzitzis. Frekta Briskarov, a question, I don't understand. We know the mitzvah of tzitzis has nothing to do with the garment. The mitzvah is that when one has a garment of four corners, there's a mitzvah to put tzitzis on it. But the chafta shel mitzvah chayra is not the garment. The garment is not adding to the mitzvah. If after all, any garment, bizman chazal, where generally their begadim had four corners, so every one of their garments, their regular weekday garment, any garment they had, they would put tzitzis on. L'chayra, what does the garment have to do with the mitzvah? We should say is it din zakein laveyu, to have a talis noah, to have a beautiful garment. Ramesh, however, writes that what we're talking about over here is where they were meyached this garment special for a mitzvah, like our talis that we wear b'shas tefillah, where you have a bega meyached for the mitzvah. On that, Ramesh writes that true, though the bega is not really adding to the mitzvah really just says when you have a bega, it's a mitzvah to put tzitzis in it. But the bega is not a chelik of the mitzvah. Ramesh says, afilu achi, since you're meyached this, that this bega is meyached for you to be able to mekayin your mitzvah of tzitzis, even on that, there's an inyan of Zekelim on Veil. L'chayra, if we learn the way we're saying that the Yisod of Zekelim on Veil is to show a chavimus to the mitzvah, to show that the din mor mitzvah, the gavra is showing how mitzvahs are chashav by him. So even the beggar where he's miyuchet for the mitzvah, he's showing how special to him the mitzvah tzitzis is. He has a special beggar to place the tzitzis inside. Be'emes, Rabbi Yamin Salberger Zatzal once told the Brisker Rav, as far as his kasha on Talis Noah, Rabbi Yamin Salberger wanted to say, well, there's a din, perhaps a kelim on Veil is halacha on the Gavra, similar to what we're saying, that the Gavra should show his chavivis to the mitzvah, and therefore even the Talis is not a chiluk of the mitzvah, afilachi, there's a din of a kelim on Veil on that. And that the Brisker Rav argued that according to that explanation, perhaps one should build a magnificent palace, because after all, he puts a mezuzah on his house. So Brisker Rav said the same way, you understand that there's no din zakelim on Veil for one to build a magnificent palace in order to be able to put his mezuzah on top. Hu adin a talis to tzitzis is the same thing. It's just the eifin of how to put the tzitzis. The same way you understand the house is just the eifin of how to put a mezuzah on the house. Hu adin a talis is just the way how to have the tzitzis put onto the talis. But according to the way we're saying from Chaim Kanievsky and Ramesha, the Bible Chaim Toivin, that the pshat is the kelim on Veil is a din even mitzad the gavra, the way it's meduyik in the word tvan shvus kadesh shalei mitzvahs bezuyus olav, that it's a din mitzad the gavra to make sure that when it comes to mitzvahs are something which is special to him, and he shows his chavivus to the mitzvahs by dafka getting something beautiful. Perhaps one could say there's a difference between a beautiful mansion for your mezuzah and a beggar which is miyuchah for the mitzvah. By a mansion, true, the pshat is over there, your mansion is not just for a mezuzah, it's there for your other needs as well, and therefore there's no any Zekelim on Veil to build a beautiful mansion, to have a beautiful mansion for your mezuzah, to place your mezuzah on. Mashenkin a beged, which is miyuchah for the mitzvah, on that taka we could hear, there is any Zekelim on Veil to dafka get a beautiful one. The Gemara goes weiter Maseches Yuma, and the Gemara teaches us, we said in the Mishnah, Raya Kayin Gadol, someone who saw the Kayin Gadol when he was reading from the Torah, was not able to see the Parim and the Seir, Manas Raf, and they were being burnt. Leirim Neisha'en Rashai, not because he was not allowed to, but just both things happened simultaneously, and if you saw one, you were not able to see the other. In fact, the Gemara Pshita, obviously, why would I think there's a problem of leaving the Kriya of the Kayin Gadol to go see the Parim and the Seir, Manas Raf? So tomorrow, Malutim, perhaps I would have said, look, Rishlakish, Tamar, Rishlakish, Eimavirin al mitzvahs. Rishlakish teaches us that when one is involved in one mitzvah, one is not allowed to leave that mitzvah to go ahead to a different mitzvah. Therefore, one who's watching the Kohen Gadol is involved in a mitzvah, he cannot leave to go to the Parim and Seir Manas Raphim. The Gemara asks, my mitzvah, what mitzvah is there? Baroiv Am Hadras Melech. The mitzvah is that he's been Mekayim, the fact that my mitzvah Yishbir, Yasin Rashi says, what mitzvah is there to see? The mitzvah is Baroiv Am Hadras Melech, that when there's a big tzibur watching a mitzvah, that's also an inyan of a raiv am hadras melech. The large group is the honor of the king. In fact, Rabbi Yashiv paskins a meralacha l'maisa a chiddush l'alacha that if someone is at a bris, one should not stam leave a bris for no reason. If someone's in shul and they're about to perform a bris, someone dafka should stay. Your dafka should stay because of the din of a raiv am hadras melech. That every person who's there is adding to the inyan of a raiv am hadras melech, and therefore one should not leave the bris for no reason. So our sugya teaches us that the mere fact that people are watching a mitzvah and are surrounding and watching when a mitzvah is being performed, that itself is an inyan of Barayvam Hadras Melech. Etzim, I heard from Meir Salvechik Shlita that he explained according to this dipshat in the beginning of Parshas Lechecha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Lechecha Mi'artzcha Miladcha Meisavicha El Aretz Asharecha. It says over there in the Psukim that Avram went to together with light, and it says that he took with him Eskol HaNefesh Asher Asu B'charim. So the Pasha Pshat is, he took Eskol HaNefesh Asher Asu B'charim because he was Mekar of them, he wanted to bring them with him. But the Ramei Salvation said, perhaps we could say another Pshat, that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him a mitzvah of Lechucha, to walk, to go, El Aret Asher Reka, Kumtais, every step Baron Vina was taking was performing the mitzvah of Lechucha, the Tzivei Hashem of Lechucha. And like the Gemara Masechtas Yuma just taught us, that even for people just to watch a mitzvah being performed, there's an inyan of Barayv Am Hadras Melech. Therefore, Avraham Avinu B'davka brought with him Eskol HaNefesh Asa Acharon together with him, that they should see him performing the mitzvah of Lechecha in order to bring out a greater Kvayt Shemayim al Tzbarayv Am Hadras Melech. Be'emes in the Etzim Inyan of Barayv Am Hadras Melech, we have a Gemara Masechtas Brachos and Nathanun Gimel Amid Aleph. The Gemara teaches us the following. Tanur Rabbanan. Hayu Yoishim Beis HaMedesh, they were sitting and learning the Beis Medesh and it's Motzei Shabbos. We know Motzei Shabbos, we have a mitzvah to Mevarech HaMa'ar. They view our lefneim and fire is brought in front of them. So the machlekas beisham beisil beisham yomer kol echad ve'echad mivarech la'atzmai. Beisham says each individual should make the bracha of bayir mayir eish to himself. Beisil yomer echad mivarech l'kol. Beisil says no, one person should get up and be mighty everyone else with the bracha of bayir mayir eish b'shem shenemar because of the pasuk b'roiv am hadras melech. When there's a whole tzibur together performing a mitzvah, that's Hadras Melech. That's the true honor of the king. So the Gemara explains, Beisil, we understand how come Beishami argues. The Gemara says, Beishami doesn't argue. The Yisoida, he agrees, is a din, Barayv Am Hadras Melech. There's a special halach over here, because since they're sitting in the Beis Medesh, there shouldn't be Bittul Beis HaMedesh, it shouldn't be that there be Mevatel Torah. Therefore, each person just makes the bracha to himself. But the Etzem Mishami agrees that, generally speaking, Avad Al Barayv Am Hadras Melech, you have over here, one person can make the bracha and be mighty everybody, as opposed to each individual making the bracha himself. Barayv Am Hadras Melech tells us, Bedafka, one person should get up and make the bracha and be mighty everyone else. As they state in the Gemara himself, this bracha is in Daf Nun Gimel. Now the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Ches, Sif Hei, brings down halacha like this. Mutter mevarech l'sa'ateh b'tzitzis. Someone goes ahead and makes the bracha l'sa'ateh b'tzitzis in the morning when you put on your tzitzis. Mechaber writes, im shnai meshleisha misatvim b'talos kachas. Let's say you come to shul in the morning and two or three people are putting on their talos at the same time. Kulam mevarechin. The Mechaber paskins, each person should make his own bracha. Vim ratzu, but if they want, Echan mevarech, then one person makes the bracha, v'acherim yanu amen, and all the other people just answer amen. The Vilna Gaon asks on the Mechaber, he says, Mechaber is mashma, that fakat there's a mile of bedafka that kula mevarchim. Mechaber says, everyone should make their own bracha. If you have two or three individuals all putting on the towels together at the same time in the morning, Mechaber says, kula mevarchim, the ikar din is, everyone should make a bracha. V'im ratzil, and if they want, Echad mevarech, then one person makes the bracha, v'acherim yanu amen, he's mighty everyone else, and the others just answer amen. Fakta Vilna Gaon. L'chayra, we just learned, is a mefurash gemara over here in Brachos Daf Nun Gimel, where the gemara says that hevil lefnei ma'ar, when fire is brought in front of them in the Beis Medesh, so Beisil says, one person gets up and make a bracha, and he's mighty everyone else. Alt v'roi v'am, hadras melech. And even Beishami only argues because of Bittul Beis HaMedesh. But Be'ezim, even Beishami agrees without the issue of Bittul Beis HaMedesh, avada is an Indian dafka, one person should make the bracha, and he might see everyone else. Abizai the Gaon argues with the Mechaber, and he says, L'chayr the Mechaber is connected to Gemara. How can the Mechaber paskin that Kulu Mevarchim, that's Mashman that Uchatchila, is even better for each person to make his own bracha, and only him ratzel if they want, then one person might see everyone else. Fakert, the din should be that Iker Adin, one person bedafka should make the bracha, and we might see everyone else, as v'roiv am, hadras melech. Perhaps we can answer the Shitas HaMechaber based on the Chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua Mesechtes Brachos on Daf Nun Gimel. The Pnei Yeshua over there in the Sugya asked the question that from here in the Gemara Mesechtes Brachos on Daf Nun Gimel is Mashma Al Tzbereiv Amad Yismelch is Dafka Amayla, one person should make a bracha and be mighty everyone else. In fact, the Pnei Yeshua, but don't we find earlier on in Mesechtes Brachos, that the Gemara says, that Chiluk Brachos Adif, there's a Maila Dafka to split up, that each person should make his own bracha. So we have a steer on our hands. On the one hand, previously in Mesechtes Brachos, in Perek Shleish Shachu, it's Mashm that Chiluk Brachos Adif, splitting up the brachas, each person should make his own bracha is better. Yet over here on Daf Nun Gimel, we're saying that Fakert, Al Tzbereiv Bam Hadras Melech, one person should make the bracha, and we might see everyone else. Pnei Yeshua, because of this question, teaches us a tremendous chiddush, a tremendous yisayin. Nira leads up to Pnei Yeshua that dafka by the bracha of Bairei Me'airei Ha'esh, which is not a birchas hanenin, and it's not a birchas hamitzvahs. We know there are different types of mitzvahs, a birchas hanenin, when one person not let a pleasure from the world without a bracha, that's a birchas hanenin, or birchas hamitzvahs, a bracha which said before the performance of a mitzvah. Zog to Pnei Yeshua, Bari Me'ari Eish is neither a Birchas HaNenin or a Birchas HaMitzvahs. What is it? It's a Birchas Hayda. It's a bracha of Mishabeach Hashem, praising Hashem. And Me'il is Akta Pnei Yeshua, Dafka by a Birchas Hayda, Shaykh the in Mora Barayv Am Hadras Malach. Like it says in the Psukim in Tehillim, Oida Hashem, Oida Befi, I will thank Hashem, Ubisaych Rabim Ahalalanu, and in the midst of a Rabim, I will praise him. And like the Pasuk says, Vaitintum, the Yerayimimu, Bekahalam, and it will be praised in the great numbers of people. Ubamashis Kainim Yalu. And Mela Zakta Pnei Yeshua, the Ganze Din where we say that Paket is a Maila Bedafka, Altsberoivam Hadras Mela, for one person to make a bracha, and to be mighty everyone else, that's Dafka by a Bircha of Shvach Vaida, a Bracha of Shvach Vaida, like Brayimei Ma'irei Ha'esh. That Dafka over there, one person should say it, and be mighty everybody, it should be considered a Bracha Beroivam. The whole Sibur together with one Bracha is thanking Hashem. Hashem is Zakta Pnei Yeshua by a Bircha Samitis Lamashul Zakta Pnei Yeshua, Pumfakart, there's Dafka in Yichilut Brachas Adif, there's any Medafka to split up the Brachas, that each individual should end up saying the Bracha by himself. According to Pnei Yeshua, the Mechaber is Miyushev Kemin Chaimer. The Mechaber, we could say, holds like the Shita of the Pnei Yeshua. Memeil over here, when it comes to making a bracha on Tzitzis, which is a Birchas HaMitzvahs, over there the Mechaber holds that Fakir. Chiluk brachas adav. Being mechalik the brachas is better. Melam Chaber just says imratzu, one person can be mevarach for everybody else. But if I can't be ikar, I didn't like the guy that's medayik in the mechaber. Mechaber says each person should make his own bracha. Like this, he cited Pnei Yeshua that unless it's a bracha of shvach leidav, it's just a berachas mitzvahs. That over there, if I can't, we say chiluk brachas adav.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a DAF or a Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.